Boston lost an important trans activist this week, killed in her home in Dorchester. Jahaira D'Alto was also an advocate for survivors of domestic violence and an icon in the city's ballroom scene. WBUR's Cristela Guerra has more.
17 performance, $200 tag team performance. Anybody walking? 10.
Jahaira D'Alto was unapologetic. She walked in her truth.
In the ballroom scene, I am known as legendary Jahaira Balenciaga.
The category she was known for is called realness. On that catwalk, friends say she ascended, queen for a night, to vamp and strut for the house of Balenciaga.
Which is the icon, Jahaira? Yes, Jahaira. Realness all day. Realness all day, every day.
D'Alto, who is 42, taught her best friend about ballroom. Nolan Tessis holds on to those lessons, how today's knots are tomorrow's legends. So be kind to everyone.
And that's the beauty of the ballroom scene, is that, like, for people who had nothing, who had no hope, it allows you a space to imagine a different possibility.
They spent late nights talking. He tattooed her name on his wrist. She tattooed his name on her neck.
I don't know how I'm going to live with this. Just the idea that the major moments, my milestones, you know, like, I can't call her anymore. She deserved an ending filled with kindness and tenderness, and I'm really having a hard time accepting the reality that she faced.
A proud trans woman, D'Alto survived domestic violence and became an advocate, recognized by the state for her work. Above all else, she was a mother. She embraced the queer children cast out by their biological families. She gave them a place.
How many kids would you say she had?
Oh, honey. Oh, Mother Hubbard is what you can call my mother. I cannot put a number on how many kids though she had. And that is just me honestly speaking.
Athena Vaughn was one of those kids. She lived with D'Alto for more than a decade after her family rejected her when she came out as trans. D'Alto was there to catch her, a mother in every way. She bought Vaughn her very first pair of jeans when she was a teen.
She used to look at me like, sweetie, you need to buy you some jeans. And I used to be like, you know, holy women, we're not supposed to wear jeans, mommy.
Vaughn says her mother was one of the smartest people she'd ever met, a woman who loved rare steaks and spending time with family. She could buy a book one day and finish it the next. D'Alto loved Oprah, travel, and water.
If it was thundering rain outside, she would take off her shoes and put on just a little jump shirt or whatever and some shorts, and she would take her hair out of a bun and she would just run outside into the rain and stand there for a few seconds, and then she would walk back into the house.
Vaughn says her mother was the kind of person who would meet you and 2 hours later, love you.
For her and the people she touched, it's just what that is. Mother, the essence of giving hope, the essence of guiding, the essence of uplifting, and just for having someone to show you the unconditional love that your biological family was no longer giving because they were not supporting your lifestyle.
She loved ferociously. The man, who police allege fatally stabbed D'Alto, had been staying with her. She never turned anyone away. Now her community intends to see her off. A ball. A celebration. Her mission was to empower trans women. Tessis says this charge remains.
What do we do now? What do we do that we haven't done before? What do we sacrifice that we haven't sacrificed before? What's the new? What's next? And I think that she would want this moment to be a catalyst for change.
I met D'Alto last fall at a ball inside the Museum of Science. She told me she wanted to see her sisters step into their light. Unapologetic. Always. And forever.
I want to see more of us. I want to see those who have receded into the shadows by virtue of things like passing privilege and a desire to just get by, understand that standing in the sun is the only way that we're going to see quantifiable change.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Cristela Guerra.